that is what we think of someone or how much we understand someone is what will determine our confidence as to what this person is capable of. Real life experiences with Jesus is the best prescription there is to cause your perception whether to be refreshed, revived, or to grow. For example, about 10 to 15 years ago, we, the Provost Department at 407 Mount Morris, Michigan, have had to deal with some circumstances that made it very difficult to take care and provide fresh produce for our customers. During this period, Kroger had the customers' produce delivered daily late from 8 to 10 o'clock at night, which made it very difficult for the customers to receive fresh produce. Think about the produce itself. It lost a day of shelf life. It was loaded on the truck at a warehouse in Ohio. There probably 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m. It stayed on that truck there in Ohio anywhere from 6 to 8 hours before they started driving towards us, and it didn't arrive at our stores from 8 to 10 o'clock at night. So that produce there that we ordered, we actually couldn't handle it until a day later. So it lost a day of shelf life, which made it very difficult for the customers to receive fresh produce. From the warehouse, it stayed on the truck for nearly 8 hours, sometimes even more. To top it off, Kroger's had produce delivered on the same truck they used to deliver the frozen grocery, on the very same truck. The trucks could be used as refrigerators or freezers. Their plan was to keep the frozen grocery up towards the front of the truck and the meat and dairy and produce towards the rear. With a foam door about 6 inches thick that kept the meat and the dairy and the produce from freezing. It didn't work very well. Some of the produce froze solid. You could drop a green pepper and it sounded like a piece of glass hitting the floor. The produce that didn't freeze, for example, you can go home, put a green pepper in the freezer for 5 to 15 minutes, pull that green pepper out, and it's not going to feel the same or taste the same as a fresh one. It's not. It's been damaged to some degree. A lot of the produce got damaged, looked good enough to sell, but still not the same. And that bothered us. And that bothered us there in the produce department. We didn't like that. These late trucks made it where we had to work a lot of late nights, taking from us spending time with our families. Late shifts made it to where we had to, remember, we actually work in the produce department. Because our people were there very late, Kroger's made it to where we had to unload the grocery trucks, 25 to 35 pallets of grocery, unload the meat and dairy and frozen trucks. These departments were not ready for their trucks, so we had to prepare the coolers, freezers, and back rooms to unload their trucks. This went on for 10 to 15 years, and we cried unto Kroger's. We cried unto the coordinators, district managers, and the president of Kroger's himself. You know, we got tired of complaining. You know, I and many other people working there in that produce department were ready to look for employment elsewhere. I'm not trying to sound like a crybaby, poor Dennis. No, but I was crying to the wrong source. So I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Real life experiences are opportunities for God's people, that is for their perception, what we think of the Lord and how much we understand him can be refreshed, revived, and grow. Real life experience. It's amazing how radical Kroger's, the largest grocery store chain in America, completely changed their delivery system. Why? Because the Lord heard the cry of one of his subjects. The Lord heard the cry of one of his subjects. It was in the spring of last year in 2019. Kroger's is setting up a warehouse. The Lord made that happen. Made them set up a warehouse just 2 hours away from our store. I didn't think much about it. Then until I heard the produce will no longer be delivered on the frozen trucks, then I knew it was the Lord. He's the one who made this happen. He did it. Oh, the difference in the quality of the produce it made. Huge difference. It completely changed our scheduling, or the Lord did. He completely changed our scheduling. The produce not on the trucks changed our scheduling. The produce not on the trucks for 8 to 10 hours instead from the warehouse to our store in 3 hours or less. Trucks now arrive 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now we also, that made it to where we don't no longer have to unload the grocery trucks, the dairy trucks, and the meat trucks. The Lord made all this happen. I told this person at work, anything is never too much for the creator of anything. That shows us that the Lord can cause even the lost to turn like a river wherever he wants it to. He can cause it to turn. Look at this. The biggest grocery store chain in America. And he made them do what he wanted to do, when he wanted to do it, and how he wanted to do it. The Lord did that. Because he can do anything. The largest grocery store chain, he made them do what he wants it to do, when he wants it to, and how he wants them to. Because he can do anything he wants to. As I said, that word perception is the ability to see, hear, and become aware of something through the senses. I knew that was the Lord who made that happen. Perception is the way you think about or understand someone. If we had the opportunity to come in the presence of a king of a nation or a territory or a people over whom the king rules, what would be our manner of conversation? What would be the spirit of preparation for us if we had the opportunity to come in the presence of a king? What would be our mood and our attitude? Think about it for a moment. Just imagine you receive a phone call. You've been invited to the palace of a king. And we have that opportunity every day. Every day. Can you picture yourself standing in the presence of a king? What would be your reaction? It all depends on your perception of the king and his kingdom. I'm pretty sure that all of us here would go out of our way, whether physically, mentally, or spiritually, to be prepared and ready for such an encounter like this. Like Nehemiah, I told this man about this man. In Nehemiah 1 and verse 3, they said unto me, this person told him that the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when he heard these words, that he sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. In chapter 2, and in verse 1, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th years of Xerxes, the king of Persia, that wine was before him. That's what Nehemiah was. He was the cupbearer for the king. For the king. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. And I said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my fathers, sepulchres lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? For what dost thou make request? Whatever you make a request for, I can do it for you. It doesn't matter what you want, Nehemiah. I can do it. So I prayed unto the God of heaven. This king is going to ask you, for what dost thou make request? What are you going to ask him for? It all depends on your perception of this king and his kingdom. As Brother Dan taught us for 17 years, has said many a times, this world, this present evil world, has a pretty powerful spiritual draining effect upon the king's subjects. It does me. And I know if it happens to me, it's got to happen to you. But I don't know about you, but when it drains me spiritually, one of the side effects, it causes me to lose my perception of this extraordinary King of Kings and his extraordinary everlasting kingdom. When that happens, spiritual apathy takes over, or the spirit of indifference or a lack of emotion takes over. Then it becomes just a going through the motions experience, whether with the communication or fellowship with this extraordinary king, which then affects my service and my devotion to him, to this extraordinary king. And it's like a downward spiral. But there's good news. Only this extraordinary king can change that. He can change that in the twinkling of an eye. So fast. Think about it. This extraordinary king, that would make his cause and agenda extraordinary also. His cause and agenda is not of flesh and blood. I'm so glad to know that. It is impossible for the arm of flesh to fulfill this cause and this agenda. This cause and agenda is a victorious cause and agenda. It's very unusual agenda. It's remarkable, it's exceptional, and it's amazing. It's sensational and it's unbelievable. The king's subjects have to ask the king for the power and the ability to fulfill or to be a part of this extraordinary king's extraordinary cause. As subjects of the king, we have the duties and the responsibilities of this extraordinary king. Think of all of our disadvantages we have. We have to deal with sins which easily beset us daily. We are constantly bombarded by the weights and cares of this world. Why, our flesh in its best state is altogether vanity. In my flesh dwelleth nothing good. We're constantly bombarded by Satan and his angels, agents. Why, we're actually dwelling in the enemy's territory. So be it. We have the King of Kings. Just ask him for grace and help every day. We have to always constantly take it to the king. That'd be all. Brother Mike, would you lead us in a word of prayer?